You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. The music you hear in the background is none other than the Columbus, Ohio City Gate's own Postal Jamming guys, Dave Brantley and Tony Berkheimer. Since they practice in the studio, that means we'll have a lot of smooth background music for me to talk over. On today's show, what I'd like to talk to you about, or in particular, I'd like to address that new employee, new to the Postal Service, maybe still on probation or just coming off probation, still new nonetheless. I want to take a moment and welcome you to the Postal family. And more importantly, I want to explain to you in as much detail as possible that your probationary period, your new employment period, is tricky. It's tricky because postal management, they don't really understand how to train, indoctrinate employees into a postal culture. So most of what you're going to learn or what you're going to be exposed to are going to be habits of other mail handlers or other clerks or other letter carriers that you're going to make a decision that they know what they're doing and you accept what they're doing. So therefore, you're going to emulate those actions. I want to caution you on that, because what you're going to find, and I mean no disrespect to any postal employees, is most postal employees are creatures of habit. And if they learned a bad habit 10, 15 years ago, that now becomes standard operating procedure for them and anyone else who wishes to emulate those actions. So to that new employee, I say to you, take a moment, get a copy of job descriptions, because if you're new, it means you probably don't have a bid. So you're going to be functioning in quite a few areas. I know it might seem like a lot to ask, but if you take a couple of hours now, trust me, you will build a solid foundation for the rest of your postal career as long as you're in whatever craft you've learned these jobs in. Does that make sense? You have to understand that your 90-day probationary period doesn't matter to me if you are a mail handler, letter carrier, mail processor, clerk, maintenance. It doesn't matter. Your 90-day probationary period is the same in all crafts. And that probationary period is set up so unfair to that new employee. One of the first things that you're going to notice about your 90-day probationary period is, even if you are a member of a union, they have no rights when it comes to representing you for Article 15, which is the grievance procedure, meaning they have no authority to represent you if you're terminated. Now, you're going to hear quite a few people tell you they can't wrongfully terminate you. Well, they can't, but in order for you to bring that case forward means you're now going to have to go through the EEO procedure. Hopefully there was some, not hopefully, but if there was some discrimination that took place, or you're going to have to go to the labor board, or you're going to have to obtain an attorney. Do you see how, I hope that makes it a little clearer to you when I say it's so unfair to you, because believe me when I tell you, the Postal Service can have zero good reasons to terminate you in your probation. But when they do, and quite often they make that decision to terminate employees who should not be terminated, now it puts your back against the wall. Do you have money for an attorney? Do you have 6 or 7 months without employment to go through the EEO process? Most people don't. And that's why I say it's so unfair to you. But being aware of this unfair situation, and if you still wish to work for the organization, then here's a couple things that you might want to pay keen attention to. During your probationary period, you are required to receive an initial 30, 60, 80-day evaluation. Each one of those evaluations, which should be given at the appropriate intervals, those evaluations tell you, are you doing what's expected? They're supposed to give you guidance on what you're doing. If you're not doing it correctly, supervisors should sit down and talk to you and explain to you the correct way to perform that task. You and I both know that that's not happening. So you have to become more insistent on making this happen. See, there's a school of thought. A lot of the older employees will tell you, well, don't say anything. Because if you don't say anything and then they don't do it, do the evaluation, that you got a better chance of getting your job back. I'm going to take that and throw it right out the window, and ask you to be diligent in insisting on your supervisors doing these evaluations. Because what it's going to do is going to show you if they're setting you up to be terminated. And what do I mean by setting you up? Well, when you get evaluated, there are 5 categories that they evaluate you on. And the most common remarks they're going to give you will be a U for unsatisfactory, a S for satisfactory, or an O for outstanding. Those are the 3 commons. Anytime you receive a U on anything, then it is upon you to correct that. If you receive a U for not being dependable, then you have to put more attention on that. Because if they continue with the U's, and it might just be one U, they feel that, and they have done this, I can give you case after case, where now they take a position, we gave you a evaluation, we told you you were unsatisfactory in an area or two, you didn't improve, so now we're going to terminate you. That's what the Postal Service does. And I gotta say, in a very strange kind of way, they're very successful with doing it. So you have to be attentive, and you have to get with your union and ask what should be taking place during your probationary period. Don't just accept the fact that everything is okay. Because you have to be even more on a higher alert during your probationary period, because you really have to understand that they fire people in probation for no good reason, and most times they do not come back. So if you want to work for the post office and you're in that probationary period, another tip I'd like to share with you: you can't give your supervisor attitude. I know they deserve it. Believe me, I know they deserve it, but you can't give them that. And let me tell you, and I know I said you don't want to do that during your probationary period, but keep in mind, the probationary period is what sets you up for the rest of your postal career. So if you practice not giving that supervisor attitude in your probationary period, for the rest of your career, again, it'll be there so that you will continue not giving that supervisor attitude. And trust me, I'm going to say this again, I know they deserve it, because some of the things they say to you, or some of, and the manner in which they say it. But you have to always, not sometimes, you have to always take the high road on that, because you're in a position that they can walk you out of that building and not bring you back. And for what? For giving attitude? No, you're not going to do that anymore. But see, if you are a regular employee, a career, then that scenario takes a different form. If you're a career employee, well, if that supervisor deserves attitude, you have a different set of choices to make. You've already made a decision. Now, I'm just talking a little verbal attitude. You've already made a decision, I'm going to give him that attitude. So now you just have to decide, can I miss a paycheck or two? I'm pretty much going to get it back, because in most cases, the supervisor started whatever nonsense is going on. So you see that difference? If you're a probationary employee, definitely never think about it, because they can walk you out and not bring you back. If you're that career employee, you just have to think about, well, they're going to walk you out, but probably since the supervisor started it, they're going to bring you back with your back pay. You just have to make a decision. Well, can I go maybe a month without a paycheck? So, hey, but to that new employee, I thought that was a little humor. That was my attempt at humor. And they say if you have to express the fact that you're being funny, that means you're probably not. So let me get right back on task with that new employee. Hey, listen, the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast is out there putting information out for you. And it is very good information. It's excellent information. You can fact check anything that I tell you. And 9 out of 8 times I'm going to be correct, because I like to check facts before I bring them to you. But this podcast is it's growing, but you can never grow enough. So if you like the information, take a moment, tell a friend about the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast on Facebook. You can also follow the podcast live on blogtalkradio.com/Hodge2Hodge. Find the podcast and follow me live. And if you follow the podcast on Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, then whenever there's a podcast posted, you get a special invitation to it. So listen, have a great day. To that new employee, again, be diligent, be on time. You got to come to work. That I left that out, but that's one of the most important things, and it's so important that I left it out, right? You got to come to work. That's Kenny Hodge on the podcast. I'll talk to you when I talk to you. Have a great day.